Now, folks, I have to tell you about Donate for Destiny. Dicey Cantina is proud to join the Donate for Destiny team supporting Child's Play charity. Child's Play provides toys and video game consoles to hospitals and domestic violence shelters in order to make a children's stay a little bit more comfortable. For every $4 you donate, we will add a light side Destiny token to our Destiny pool for our players. If you donate $10 or more, you get to decide whether the Destiny pool is all dark side or all light side. With every donation, we will read your custom message during the start of the next available recording with our crew. Want to send a message to your friend? Introduce an advertisement of your own podcast? This is your chance. Donate for Destiny is the brainchild of Mark from Coruscant Knights fame, but every good deed deserves a little friendly competition, so be sure to visit our donation page in the show notes for more details. And for this series, we have two special guest stars. Joe from the New Republic Radio and Mark from Coruscant Knights will be joining us for Caper to Capo. These guys were a blast to play with, and y'all are in for a treat. If you haven't yet, you need to check out their shows. And with all that out of the way, our story begins as always, on a planet far, far away, a long time ago.
But perhaps we could discuss this on the boat. The fire in the ballroom's getting a little out of hand too, so we might need to go out that new door you made there. So Brack holsters his blaster, and he kind of leaps out and rolls in the grass there, and he's kind of motioning you guys to follow. Like, let's go, let's go.
Follows pretty quick.
Syndra leaps out, her jacket billowing behind her.
So I think I need an athletics check from Syndra.
Not from everyone else?
Well, nobody else is bringing art with them.
We've got briefcases and swords.
Yeah. No, you're right, Mark. Let's have an athletics check from everyone.
Great. Thanks, Mark. Good job, Mark. I hope you're happy.
How hard?
You're just doing one story through this rubble. So you got
just 20 feet.
Falling damage is the worst kind of damage.
Oh, that's right. Yes, I've now realized that I've set this up to where you guys could fall. This is excellent. This is excellent GMing.
I want to flip a light side point because there's a trellis.
Okay.
Because a fancy place like this would have one.
So I'm thinking average with a setback. The trellis is definitely there to mitigate.
It's a boost, right?
Well, no, it should be an upgrade for you.
Okay. It's an upgrade for me, I guess.
I'm also upgrading the difficulty, though, because I have plenty of dark side tokens. You guys are great. In danger of giving them all to me. So
this could go very poorly.
Everyone else could upgrade. So I know.
Yeah, I think the trellis gets as a nice upgrade to it.
How difficult did you say it was?
So you've got a purple, a red, and a black.
All right, okay. So I've got two purple, a red, and a black.
That's right.
Okay, and one upgrade. I can use the trellis as well, right? Or you said everybody else? All right, good.
As one failure.
Oh, no, that's... three failure.
Ooh, four successes, two threats.
So Lo just like walks off the balcony
and just straight steps down. Yep.
Suffers a couple of strain as he hits the ground.
Great.
Yeah, the other two you kind of don't land at all. You you flop on the ground, kind of spread out there, and suffer two strain. So everybody suffers two strain.
Right. Oh, that's it? Okay, cool.
All right, that's not too bad.
Yeah. I mean, if I knock you guys unconscious now, I'm just going to drag you to the boat.
So. Right. You know, you're just making more work for yourself at this point.
So Syndra takes the trellis down and leaps at the last second and twists her ankle. Not fun.
And, you know, I think she hears a kind of a distinct crunch. Ooh. From one of the sculptures in her pocket.
Oh, thank goodness. Yeah. At least it wasn't the ankle.
Oh yeah. Yeah, buried the lead on that one a little.
No, I think it was the bust of Plamlim Deli, the Jedi architect. Lo's going to be a little upset.
Veer, trying to get his footing before the jump, doesn't quite get it because of the agonizing wound. Slips, belly flops, knocks the wind out of himself, and you know, growls again as he gets back up and carries on.
Not having a good day.
But they land on some ivy, which is nice and soft, I guess. which is why they didn't get any wounds.
GM flips a dark side token. It's poison ivy.
So you guys had just leapt down from the terrace and landed rather inelegantly. Brax kind of helped you guys up to the feet. He's motioning you along. Come on, come on. And he's heading towards the boathouse down the path there as you guys follow along. And I think Lo is kind of in his own head. What does that conscious sound like for throwing grenades at your friends?
I can't believe you did that. Did you see those antiques? You just threw those grenades haphazardly.
I didn't throw them anywhere near the antiques, voice in my head. I threw them near my friends, that's all.
A clock from ancient Malastair.
Oh, it was derivative of the cultures of ancient Korriban.
Which itself is derivative of the cultures of ancient Moriban.
Exactly. So if we follow this out logically, everything is a facsimile of a facsimile, and I'm doing them a service by blowing it up. Now, Veer's face, that I shouldn't try to blow up. That I should try harder to not blow up.
Forget about that.
I expected more admonishment from the conscious, but this makes sense. This gives some insight into how Lo's mind works. He has to actively, consciously think about protecting his friends.
That's why he talks so slowly.
So as you guys basically head out onto the dock and are getting ready to load onto this mini speeder yacht Puri had, two security guards with that you've interacted before, as I flip a token, come charging up with their blasters drawn, and they're like, "Hey, freeze! You can't be here."
Oh no! It's Tag and Bink.
Tag and Beaker here.
Great. And they're wearing their stormtrooper helmets with the suits, right? If I remember correctly.
Yes. It's those big black helmets.
Like it was the big Death Star buckets. Yeah. With the under face mask.
That's right.
Those are closed currently. They're in like full combat readiness. Though they're a little shaky. I mean, they haven't approached you guys as firing yet, but they're pointing blasters to you. We were told we had to arrest everyone to sort out what this terrorist attack is. So come with
us. Terrorist attack.
Lo, please.
I'll tell you what, Chief. Since we're not supposed to be here, we'll just leave. You guys, good job. Keep it up.
That's the opposite of what we were told.
But you just told us we're not allowed to be here, so Veer. We have to leave. So we're leaving.
Veer.
So you guys have
the
done
boat.
Your job.
You're not allowed to be on the boat.
Veer.
Well, the sooner you let us go and launch off the shore, the sooner we'll land and get off the boat.
No, Veer, let me do the talking, please.
Yes, Syndra.
Syndra raises her hands and takes a step forward. Gentlemen.
Thank you.
It would come to as no surprise to you at this point that the three of us are with the Rebel Alliance. Are you surprised? Is that a real gasp?
They had no idea. Their blasters lower just a little bit as their heads kind of cock to one side like a puppy, and they look at each other and they're like, "We thought you were with the arms dealer."
No, but we're not with Kishtukadi. I'm not even sure if Kishtukadi's still alive.
It was a kind of silly name.
It's a real name. He was a real man.
Well, it's a real person.
He makes God, small arms stupid. For those with small arms. You two seem like good soldiers, and the rebellion can use good soldiers like you. Would you like to come with us?
Roll.
What is the difficulty here?
So I'm gonna flip to upgrade.
Okay.
There should always be a red dice in here. And to everybody who's maybe binged these episodes and knows what difficulties I set before.
Shh. It's been weeks.
So average upgraded once.
Okay. I will be suffering 2 strain to use my beguiling pheromones, which upgrades my ability once.
That's right, because she's a Falene.
I will be suffering one more strain to use Congenial, which downgrades the difficulty of a charm or negotiation check.
What? Where's my red dice?
Do you have a setback for me or anything?
Man, I want to argue that you have a setback, but as soon as I say...
Please give me a setback.
Yes, you have a setback.
I use Kill with Kindness to remove that setback.
Yep.
I would like to argue for a boost because of my past with these gentlemen.
Yeah, that's what I figured was coming next, and yes.
Do I have anything else?
We have any light side tokens left?
Oh, we've got so many.
There's 4 light side tokens now.
Oh, yeah. Flip like 3 of them. Why
not? You can only flip 1.
Okay.
Okay, and I flipped a light side.
Okay.
There's no way I can fail this, right?
Don't say that.
3 successes and an advantage.
Yeah.
All right, that's just enough. You're going to need a success per tag and me.
The advantage is that there's totally room on this boat for all of us.
Okay. There's kind of this awkward pause while they look at each other. You know, heads cocked. They kind of look back at you. The blasters slowly, slowly lower and point to the deck. And then there's kind of this resolute moment, and they nod at each other. And they rip off these buckets and throw them in the sea. And they're like, okay, let's go.
Well, that was fully unnecessary. We could have spied on the comms when the... waste of buckets. All right.
I think we all get in the boat.
So, yeah, clamor in.
Yeah, I think we're there. Yeah. Everybody's in the boat. Brack sets to work at the helm, getting things powered on. There's flipping switches and all of that, and it starts to sputter up and everything like that. And Bink kind of leans in. You know, he sits close to Syndra. So we're coming with you?
Yes, you're coming with us. With Lo and I, at least.
Excellent.
Well, so actually...
We've spent a lot of time together, huh?
You know, I bet you two know Druckenwell quite well, don't you?
Actually, we were shipped in from the Imperial Garrison, so we've only been here for a week. It's kind of a crap assignment, to be honest. It's kind of why we wanted to get out.
Syndra looks at Veer.
Lo just puts a hand on Veer's arm. I've never garroted 2 men in once before.
That's a really appealing idea, I'll be honest. But it's not the time or place. And believe me, I know about times and places.
Brett calls over his shoulder as he's getting ready to go. He's like, you guys better strap in. Did you guys confirm that we have the right ledger?
I'm about 90% sure that this is the actual real one. But we can have the techs at base figure this out.
Veer holds out a handful of ash. If you'd like to compare it to the other one.
I'd suggest you scatter that to the wind.
The shot kind of zooms out from the boat as the ash kind of floats on the wind and the wake behind it as you guys drive off into the sunrise. Because we determined it was nighttime, even though I thought it would stay the whole time.
Who wants breakfast?
The film credits rolled on that out of anybody wants breakfast, and then the credits start playing. So we should have like the post-credit scene. Right.
I think we see Lo on whatever sort of transport he's taking back to Coruscant where he works. He opens up his data pad. There's like a note titled Favors, and the line is Rebellion, and he scratches out one of the tallies and he just goes, well, one down. Classic Avengers style. Veer's sitting there in the Dicey Cantina, shoveling food into his mouth, fresh bandage over the wound, the events of the evening in his mind, you know, thinking about Skaru.
Syndra is on a working consular class ship. I think the camera sort of zooms in through a window to her space that she uses for conservation and everything, and she's there wearing white cotton gloves. And spread out on the table in front of her is just a bunch of different stuff that she got at that mansion. There's a statue of a little like bust of an Athorian. There's a signed holo photo from some Heights and Depths actor from what, like 20 years ago, and just a few other little pieces of art, small paintings and things, and a shiny silver protocol droid waddles up to her and hands her the book and says, Mistress, it has been verified. This is, in fact, the book you are looking for. And she says, "Thank you, TC." The camera zooms past her, and we see the window that it came in from. And we see the two former Imperials just like gazing in. "Would you please send the order in to get them sent back to Druckenwell? I can't take the staring anymore." "Yes, mistress."
"I think she saw us."
"Oh, crap. Oh, be cool. Echo, okay, echo.
Yeah. Shh." From Syndra's sigh, the camera wipes to the basement of the Dicey Cantina. Brack is in the rec room. He's got his data pad.
There's a knock on his door, and that shiny silver protocol droid walks in and hands him a box that contains that book. "This should be returned to its proper people, and I've brought you two rebel soldiers who cannot leave this planet ever again, on orders of my mistress Syndra."
Brack definitely chuckles to himself, and he waves him in. He's like, "Guys, you have a home here. It's all right. Come claim one of the bunks. You'll be all right. I've got plenty of work for you."
That's all for this week, and I want to say a special thank you to Mark and Joe for joining us. Be sure and check out their shows for more lovable antics. I know I will. If you're enjoying the show and want to help us grow, tell us about it on Twitter at Dicey Cantina, or drop us a line at diceycantina@gmail.com, or send us a voice message over at anchor.fm/dicey-cantina. We may even play those on air. Of course, subscribe and rate us on your favorite podcatcher and YouTube. And don't forget about Donate for Destiny. Muck about with our Destiny pool and help children in difficult medical and familial situations have a little bit easier time through Child's Play. The Donate for Destiny team can't reach our $500 goal without your help, so please give if you can. Links all are in the show notes, and we'll see you next week in the Dicey Cantina.
The Empire is no longer a single entity, but rather fractured remnants striving to reclaim some galactic power. The Rebellion has evolved into the New Republic, a government with the goal of achieving true democracy, but burdened by repairing the damage done by a generation of tyranny. In between fall many of the same people who fell through the cracks under previous administrations. New Republic Radio begins in the era after the Battle of Endor in Return of the Jedi, just around the same time as The Mandalorian, and about 20 to 25 years before The Force Awakens. The stories that we seek to tell in New Republic Radio are those of the ordinary beings in the galaxy who are confronted with extraordinary circumstances. Everyone is a hero or villain of their own story, and we broadcast those stories. This is New Republic Radio. Expand the galaxy.